GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. If you've got kids, grandkids, or great grandkids attending K through 12 schools in the state of Maine, you're going to want to turn the radio up just a little bit louder this morning. George, on line three is Matt McKnight. He's with Ginkgo Bioworks. Odd name for maybe a company. I don't know. Maybe Matt can explain what that means.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Well, I thought Rick was going crazy here this morning. He said we're going to talk going into the swimming pool this morning.
No. Although if we had pool testing back at Belfast Area High School in the 1980s to get the algae out, that would have been a good thing. We're talking about COVID-19 first. Tell us a bit about Ginkgo Bioworks, Matt.
Yeah, well, thank you for the time this morning. Ginkgo Bioworks is a 13-year-old company based down right by Logan Airport in Boston. We're a biotech company that back at the beginning of the pandemic said, what can we do to help get us out of this crisis? And so we've been working on a bunch of different things and vaccines and testing for the last year in addition to our regular business.
I've got a feeling I know what you do, but I can't explain it really. You're going to do that. Basically, you test in classes or in groups, and you swab kids' noses, and you find out who's positive and who's not. That's about as simple as I can make it.
Yeah, I think that's really close. What we realized is that kids actually go to school in groups, right? We have sports teams, we have classrooms, we have teams, and we test as the kids are in school. So you test as a group where you know if a classroom is positive instead of an individual student, which just takes a lot of time and effort out of the system.
I think a lot of parents might wonder, how accurate is this pool testing that Maine now takes part in? We heard our DHHS Commissioner Gene Lambros share that we were going to start to see state-covered pool testing in all K through 12 schools. How accurate is it, Matt?
Yeah, this is the really great thing about this program is as we test the groups in schools, what we're doing is using a lot of the best testing tools that have been built through the pandemic. It's called PCR, or molecular testing. So anytime you would have had symptoms or gone to get a test over the course of this last year, you would have been using the same general back-end technology. We're just grouping a lot of swabs together so that you are able to test that whole classroom together quickly and easily. And look, most of the time what we're finding is it's really exciting. In Massachusetts, they've been doing this for months now, and they published data just a few weeks ago. Only about 1 in 100 classrooms are positive. It gives a lot of comfort to the school communities to know that 99 out of 100 times your classrooms actually don't have COVID in them. And so that's been a really important part of this program.
Well, most of us as parents through the years have tried to talk our kids out of putting Cocoa Pops up their nose. Now, how easy is it to get the kids to shove swabs up their nose?
You know, so you probably, everybody's had the kind of experience with those deep nasal swabs. This is entirely not that. These are swabs that are just the front of the nose. If you go to our website, Concentric by Ginkgo, you can see kids all over the country doing this. They actually get really excited about participating in their own back to school effort. It takes about 8 minutes once per week. We're not putting hospitals in schools, and they all do it themselves down to kindergartners. And really have one of the kids in Baltimore that we work in says, you know, if I can pick my nose, I can swab my nose. It's about that easy.
With insight on how Maine's pool testing is working in our state's K through 12 schools, this is Matt McKnight of Ginkgo Bioworks on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. George, I don't know how often you've had to have one of these tests. I've had to have 1, 2, 3 tests.
Actually, you've had none.
None? Okay, I'm good for you. When we had one leaving an out-of-country trip, that young lady who was administering the test, I think she was going straight up through the nasal passage and searching for the brain. When I got the results back, Matt, all three times, it didn't say that you do not have the virus. It said the virus is not detected. So while we get an idea as to how accurate it is, it's accurate into telling us that we're not detecting it, or it's accurate in telling us that you really don't have the virus?
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. And the reason we think that, you know, Maine's showing leadership here in doing regular testing in schools and resources have been made available by the federal government to do so is because this is really about that point in time that you had, right? What we're trying to say is this week we know the risk has been mitigated. This next week we know the risk has been mitigated. But maybe that third week, one of those classrooms, especially as we go into the fall and try to get more kids into in-person learning, which is really the goal here, that maybe one classroom did have a kid that was positive. And what you're trying to do is catch it early and be able to stamp it out before it becomes 3, 5, 10 kids in the community and you've got an outbreak of some sort that risks the in-person nature of schools. So this regular testing is really important when you're saying the detection says, hey, it's present or not present at that moment. But if you're doing it regularly, you're catching it as time goes by.
Well, let's go through an ABC how it works here. So you go into a classroom, you're swabbing. If one swab comes back positive, everybody is tested, and then what happens to the person that's positive? Because right now they have a tendency to go back to remote learning. What do you do when you get that one positive?
Yeah, I think this is a great question, and you know, I'll give you the kind of visual. I actually I grew up in Orono and went to Asa Adams, and so you know, if you think about it, it's those classrooms once per week. Somebody's pushing a cart through the hall. They do a quick swab of their nose, that 8-minute test, and then the results come back. And like you said, it might be one kid in that classroom. And Maine's still finalizing its protocol, right? Every state does this differently. It's really about making this optional for schools in Maine, making it optional for parents to participate. So it is not, from what we understand, something that in Maine is going to be a mandate. And then as you have that positive student, I think what we'll see over time is that schools and states will treat this differently. In Massachusetts, they're actually just having that student leave the classroom as opposed to shutting down the whole classroom unless they have reason to believe there's something more serious going on. But what's nice about this is that you can really take a local approach to how you treat that situation where you would have one or two positives in the classroom. And look, next fall is going to be different than this spring. The spring was different than this winter. And I think we all are keen to use these tools to make better risk mitigation decisions. It's really in pursuit of supporting teachers who are in classrooms and supporting students getting back into in-person learning.
Why weren't we doing this 2 months, 3 months? It wouldn't have mattered 4 months into the pandemic because the kids were out for summer vacation at that time. Why couldn't we have not pulled the trigger sooner on pool testing to try to keep kids in school?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of lessons for us to learn. Hopefully we never face something like this again. But look, we live in a very different world these days. And I think that we need to be ready the next time. There's no question we could have been. This is not novel, brand new technology. As I mentioned, this is tried and true testing technology. We just use a little bit of a different creativity on how you work with schools because they're unique places. We could have been doing this in September as a country. I think that there's a lot of lessons for us to learn together about how we prepare ourselves better for, God forbid, the next time something like this happens.
The school districts and parents are not paying for it. COVID-19 relief funds from the feds, I think, are paying for it. What is the Maine Department of Education saying about it?
Yeah, they're working very closely with the Maine Department of Health and Human Services, right? So those are the two, constituencies that are really important here. The money does come from the American Rescue Plan. So it's coming from the federal government. It's not local communities who are paying for it. And they're working hand in hand at the state level to make these tools available to schools and to districts.
So Washington is paying for it. The state is implementing it. You guys aren't losing your shirt on this, are you?
No. The fact is that our goal from the beginning has been to try to be creative on the big problems that COVID presented for us, right? Vaccine manufacturing and distribution was a big problem, and a bunch of people have worked really hard across public and private to solve that. getting kids back into school, big problem. There's 56 million K-12 students in America, and you've got to build these systems so that they're scalable. So those are the problems we've worked on, honestly, for any of us. You know, we're a private company, but our goal has been to partner with the state and with schools to get tools into people's hands as fast as possible.
Now, you mentioned one thing that does come back. Somebody mentioned it to me yesterday. There seems to be, at least in the data, a difference between winter and summer, winter and spring. So we know where we are now. We're not sure where we're going to be in the winter.
Yeah, testing is just one tool, right? I think that we have learned a lot, back to your point about what could we have been doing better last September to get kids into classrooms faster. We've learned a lot. We've learned that masks do work. We've learned that ventilation helps. Airflow is probably the most important. The CDC has come out and acknowledged that surface transmission, remember we were all wiping our groceries down? Surface transmission doesn't seem to be the risk that we thought it might be. And testing gives you a data layer, right? If you think about it that way, it's a weekly piece of data on your classrooms.
Surface disinfectant. Don't tell me. Tell me about it, okay? We have enough cleaning supplies in our studios that we could. We're probably the envy of many labs with how sanitary we are. And again, the science is still evolving. We know they tell us that. Where can someone go online to learn more about Ginkgo Bioworks and what you guys do, Matt?
Well, to your point, we make the spelling as hard as possible, but it's concentric by GinkgoBioworks.com, or if you just Google Ginkgo K-12 testing, you know, it'll pop right up to the top. And we have we try very hard. We're working in schools. Transparency and protection of information is incredibly important. If you go to our website, we try to put everything up there, where we do the work, how we do the work. We have a blog that talks about all the questions that parents have been asking over the last 6 months about this program. For us, it's incredibly important to make sure that people can see, you know, the program that Maine is now implementing, but others across the country have been implementing, and we're really appreciative. Me also, as somebody who grew up in the state, to see the leadership that Maine is putting forth here to try to keep kids in school in person.
Asa Adams.
I was about to say, you took it right out of my mouth. Sounds like they did a great job at the Asa Adams School.
Yeah, it's an amazing, amazing institution.
Yeah. Were you also an Orono Red Riot?
I was an Orono Red Riot, and I grew up playing hockey at Alphon.
Son of a gun.
So you were a Black Bear, too.
No, we moved just before college.
Oh.
All right. Well, that's okay. You're a black bear.
We'll give you a pass on that then.
I still live a few minutes from BMBC, so I'm in enemy territory.
Oh. Matt, thanks for being a part of the George Hale Rick Tyler Show this morning.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.